this afternoon. They're doing some starting lineups for us down on the field. And it's an interesting matchup. You know, last night we saw Central Valley League's Watkins. They were the number two seed. Defeat Farming last night, 2-0. And today, the number one seed, Kimball, gets Spring Hill, which was the number five seed.
Yeah, it'll be interesting today as he wants what we haven't seen a lot of Kimball, or I haven't seen a lot of Kimball since the 2017 state tournament run when they took it all. They have a good veteran team the way it looks to me with the Marquardts in there. And other than that, I don't know a lot about them. You know more about them than I do, but I think they have a mixture of young and older veterans in there. And
They do. They have the Austin Ruleys. They have the Ben Johnsons and the, like you mentioned, the Marquardts, and then the Adam Byers, too.
Correct.
Really have played a part in that team the last 10 years or so. And then you mix in some younger guys, too. And they've got a good quality squad that they'll throw on the field today. And, Don, why don't you give us those starting lineups? Spring Hill is the visitor today. Kimball, the home team.
I can do that for you, Randy. Leading off and playing second base today will be Eric Terrace batting second. Playing right field will be Austin Schoenberg, batting third. The shortstop, Jamie Terrace, batting fourth. The third baseman, Eric Schoenberg, batting fifth. The catcher, Nathan Terrace, batting sixth. The pitcher, Anthony Reberman, batting seventh. The designated hitter today will be Regan Nelson, batting eighth. Playing center field will be Owen Meyer, batting ninth. Playing left field will be Brent Terrace. And playing first base, Jordan Welly. He will be DH for today by Regan Nelson. For the Kimball Express, leading off, playing left field will be Austin Ruley, batting second. The third baseman, Scott Marquardt, batting third. The first baseman, Adam Byer, batting fourth. The pitcher, Ben Johnson, batting fifth. The designated hitter today will be Joe Penhart. Batting sixth, the catcher, Cad Marquardt. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Brian Marquardt. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Max Tibbetts. Batting ninth, the center fielder, Brooks Marquardt. And playing right field today will be Matt Dingman.
All right, very good, Don. Our umpires have just switched spots from the first game,
looks like Lucas Pullman will be behind the plate now, and Todd Norman will be on the bases.
And on the mound, it's right-hander Ben Johnson. And, you know, it's kind of crazy. Ben Johnson played at St. Cloud State back in the day. And then you have, like in the first game, Kyle Leeser played at St. Cloud State. Eli Emerson played at St. Cloud State. And there's a number of other players that have St. Cloud State attached to their MOs. And
they've got a good drafting program over at St. Cloud State, don't they, from local talent, don't they?
They do. Region 15C Baseball brought to you by Albany and Richmond A&W. Stick around. We'll name our player of the game following that broadcast today. Grove Mutual Insurance in Meyer Grove. Dairyland Supply of Sox Center. Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. And New Minnick Sox Center and Long Prairie. Corky's Bar in Richmond. The Freeport State Bank. Virgil's Big Arena. Scooters Trucking. Central Minnesota Insurance Agency over in Painesville. Rambo bringing us baseball this afternoon, Albany Mutual Telephone Association, Gilk Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning of Richmond, Painesville, Farmers Union Co-op, Lewis Auto Body and Glass in Farming, Lake Henry Implement, Central Minnesota Realty, Trapper's Pub and Grub in Farming, Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, West Central Sanitation, Kensington Insurance Agency, Kramer Lumber True Value of Melrose, Cutzer Excavating in Albany, Albany Family Dentistry, St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, Promotional Resources Incorporated over in St. Joseph, Gilliland Chevrolet of St. Cloud, Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry, Albany Chrysler Center, B&S Excavating of Belgrade, Pep's Pork of World Spring Hill, El Rosa Grain and Beet, the Greenwald Pub, and El Rosa Lumber Company. We're ready to go. Eric Terrace in the batter's box, and Ben Johnson delivers his first pitch. Strike called, 0-1.
Boy, right on schedule here, 128. Second game scheduled to start at 1:30, so we're right on time.
0-1, Terrace follows this one off down the first baseline and out of play in the count at 0-2. Defensively for the Kimball Express over at third base, Scott Marquardt at shortstop, Brian Marquardt at second base, Max Tibbetts. We're at first base, Adam Byer. In left field, It's Austin Rulli in center field, Brooks Marquardt, right field, Matt Dingman. The 0-2 pitch to Terrace, that sails over the head of catcher Cade Marquardt. He's behind the plate, and on the mound, Ben Johnson. The count, one ball, two strikes to Eric Terrace.
Did Matt Dingman do some pitching for Kimball?
Matt does still do some pitching. Yes, he does. Terrace fouls it back and out of play, and the battle continues between Ben Johnson and Eric Terrace. It's kind of cool to get Kimball in Region 15C done, and knowing Lake Henry is here too, that the possibility that those two teams could meet up in a regional tournament again. The 1-2 finishers in the Class C tournament in 2017. Here's the pitch to Terrace, a swing and a miss on some big nasty stuff from Ben Johnson, and Terrace out on strikes.
What was that, Randy?
I don't know. It fell off the end of the plate.
Yes,
didn't
it did. Kind of eluded that right-handed hitter, didn't it?
It did. Here's Austin Sheenberg. Austin, one of the better hitters in the Stearns County League this year, having a great season after having some surgery last year, and he fouls it back in the count 0-1. The ball's one strike. Had some shoulder surgery last year, I believe.
Oh, he did? Okay. Good as new, right?
Hopefully. And another foul to the backstop in 0-2. Johnson doing his job, getting ahead in the count. 0-2 to Austin Sheenberg. Austin, the youngest of those Sheenberg boys. You remember the day when Sean played, and Eric still plays, of course. And there was Corey Sheenberg in there. And a swing and a miss. Austin out on strikes. Quickly two outs here in the first for the Chargers.
He brings it, doesn't he, Ben Johnson?
He does. Gordy Barton, he is the coach and manager. He's over in the third base coach box. Brandon Welly in the first base coach box. Brandon chatting with Adam Beyer over at first. I believe Adam Beyer is the head baseball coach at Kimball High School.
Okay.
And here's Jamie Terrace ripping a shot right up the middle. A solid base hit for Jamie.
Third baseman, number 20.
Of course, Brandon Welly, he taught at Eden Valley Watkins School for quite a few years, and now I believe Brandon is back over by Melrose again teaching. So, to the plate, Eric Sheenberg. And the curveball, the breaking ball to Eric Sheenberg, a called strike 0-1. Ball, it's one strike, one on, and two outs for the Chargers here in the first.
He changes strategy a little bit here at number four here. He started him out with a curveball.
Eric, a shot that gets by Adam Beyer, takes a awkward hop, and going to third is Jamie Terrace as Matt Dingman overruns it just a little bit. We'll see how they score that. That should probably be a hit. That took a bad hop over Adam Beyer's head. We're waiting for the scoreboard. Nope, they're going to give him an error. So an error on the first baseman.
Wow. Tough play, wasn't it?
It was. So with first and third and two outs, here comes Nathan Terrace to the plate. Nathan, the catcher for the Chargers. Gordy Barton going through some signs right now. Beyer will hold Eric Sheenberg at first. And Ben Johnson delivers. A little bit low and outside, ball one. A lot of these Charger players, you look at like Nathan Terrace, Jamie Terrace, Eric Sheenberg, Dunn, they were part of some Spring Hill State Tournament teams too.
Absolutely, yes, they were. A lot of experience.
There's a breaking ball from Johnson, has Nathan Terrace maybe flinched just a little bit, and that ball finishes inside for a ball in 2-0. You always kind of wonder when he starts that ball at the hip if it's going to hit you in the hip, right? Here's another breaking ball. That's a called strike and 2-1.
Just got to ask Richmond's leadoff hitter, right?
That's right. 2-1 the count. Runners at first and third for Spring Hill. And Nathan Terrace, a big swing and a miss. Strike two. 2-2. Kimball and Spring Hill. Top of the first inning. Beyer holding Schoenberg at first. Jimmy Terrace gets off over at third. And the pitch to Nathan Terrace. He'll follow it back. Out of play, and the count at 2-2 yet.
Getting some pretty good hacks off of him here now. The first two hitters, I thought, wow.
Yes.
It'll be untouchable.
Two strikeouts to start the first. Now runners at first and third. The pitch is low and outside, and the count is full at 3-2. On deck for the Chargers, Anthony Reberman. Now Adam Beyer is going to play back at first base. The runner, Eric Schoenberg, will be off, and Nathan Terrace pops this one up. Tibbetts back on the grass at second, waiting for it to come down out of the sky, and he'll make the catch for the out. That ends the Chargers' threat in the first. No runs, one hit, one error, and two left on. We played a half an inning. It's Spring Hill nothing. Kimball coming to bat. We're back in a minute on KASM.
For all your excavating needs, give B&S Excavating a call. Serving Painesville and the surrounding area, they specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tiling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55, northeast of Belgrade, B&S Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to all the area teams. You can trust Central Minnesota Insurance Agency and Grinnell Mutual to take care of you today and tomorrow. Serving you is our specialty because we make your needs our priority. Get coverage from the people you know will be there when you need them most. With Grinnell Mutual, you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Ruth and Gary Rothstein, Brittany Frank, Crystal R., Donna Coulter, and Maggie Haynes, your local Grinnell Mutual agents at Central Minnesota Insurance Agency today. Call 243-7403. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
One half inning played, no score, Spring Hill and Kimball. It's Anthony Reberman taking his warm-up tosses. A little rain out to the west of us right now. Whether it's going to get here or not, that remains to be seen.
Yeah, it's a little south right now. I think if it gets here, it might be some rain.
Sartell has defeated Rogers this afternoon 7-3. In Region 11C. And up next over in Sartell, it's the Cold Spring Rockies taking on Big Lake in Region 11C. Have not heard anything from Region 4C this morning. Bird Island was to play New London Spicer this morning at 10 o'clock, and then Regal was playing Raymond at 12:30. Painesville was in action, or will be in action tonight at 5:30 against Milroy. And Region 8C, the last we heard, Buckman was leading Randall 1-0. The game has not yet gone final. Austin Riley leads off the first for Kimball. And the first pitch from Anthony Reberman is the ball, 1-0. It'll be Riley, Scott Marquardt, and Adam Beyer. There's a strike called, and 1-1 to Austin Riley. One won the count. Pitch is low for a ball, and now 2-1.
Pretty good fastball here by Anthony Reberman.
There's a strike called, and 2-2. So Riley making Reberman work here in this first at bat. Pitch inside, and the count full at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. And Riley just tips it and fouls it at the plate. That popped in and out of Nathan Terrace's mitt.
Didn't get much of it, did he?
No, no.
Waved at it.
The count full, 3-2. And Riley again just getting a little bit of that pitch, fouling it off. Three balls, two strikes. Anthony Reberman delivers to Riley. There's a ground ball to third. Up with it is Eric Schoenberg across the diamond. 5-3 in the putout.
Hey, Dad, closer than expected. Moving down the line, wasn't he, Ruley?
Yes, he was. One out, and here's Scott Marquardt. Scott, I think one of the players that is proving that you can play into your 40s and be an amateur baseball player yet, right?
I think so. Looks like he's in good shape.
Yes, he is. Pitch two, Marquardt, strike called, and 0-1. Now, Reverman, I think he threw to Ruley 7 or 8 pitches. First pitch, strike to Marquardt. And that one bounces up to the plate and the count 1-1.
Yeah, you don't want to do that to every hitter.
No.
You're going to be patient up there. You want to be throwing strikes here, so make them swing the bat.
That pace, they'll be doing pitch count on you in the third inning already, right?
Yes, they will.
Marquardt swings and folds it up, and the count at 1-2.
A couple of foul tips here already, and a couple of hitters. Missing it by much.
One ball, two strikes, one out, nobody on for Kimball. We're in the bottom of the first inning. And strike three called as Marquardt gets caught looking.
First baseman,
number 34, Adam Beyer. Going to bring Adam Beyer to the plate. From my scores and highlights I get on the Dick Putz Show, Adam has had a really good last month.
Has he?
He's been hitting the ball well.
He could have a little pop in that bat.
Yes, indeed. And the pitch to Beyer is low for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Two outs, no one on. Anthony Reverman ready. And the pitch low again, 2-0. For those of you just joining us wondering other scores, last night it was Watkins beating Farming 2-0, and today St. Martin defeated Richmond 2-1 in Region 15C. 2-0, and here's a shot down the third base line. It is a fair ball. That ball looked like hitting it with a cue stick, Don, and just kind of
didn't sound right, did it?
No, it didn't sound right at all.
But it would be just fair, too.
Just fair, over the bag. Yeah. So Adam Beyer gets himself a base hit, and here comes Ben Johnson. One on, two outs for the Express. Pitch to Johnson, low for a ball, 1-0. Notice that Reverman now, the last couple pitches when he's been falling towards the hitter, his plant foot, he's falling awkwardly.
Way ahead of him, isn't he?
Yeah. The 1-0 pitch. Here's a shot by Johnson into left field. That's a base hit. Terrace will pick it up and throw it back in. So a couple two-out singles for the Express bring designated hitter Joe Penritz to the plate. Penritz in the DH role today. Beyer at second, Johnson at first. And Riverman's pitch inside a ball, 1-0. So this is almost identical to what Spring Hill did in the first.
It is.
Yeah, two outs and got a couple base runners. Anthony Riverman working from the stretch. His pitch on the way. This one's popped up by Penritz. Giving chase, Eric Terrace. Giving chase, his first baseman, Welly. And Terrace makes the catch in foul ground to end the first for Kimball. No runs, two hits, no errors, two left on. One hour books. It's Kimball nothing and Spring Hill nothing. We're back in a minute on KAFM.
Managed Wi-Fi takes your internet connection to new places. Literally, Albany Mutual Telephone's Managed Wi-Fi service boosts the internet signal strength to every corner of your home, upstairs, downstairs, inside, and out. Our Managed Wi-Fi service delivers optimal internet performance, meaning you can work, play, stream, or browse on multiple devices in every room in your home. For more info, call us today at 320-845-2101 or visit us on the web at albanytel.com. Albany Mutual Telephone. Technology all the way home. Are you in need of excavating work? Then you need to call Chris at Kutzer Excavating. Serving the local area since 1996. They're licensed, bonded, and insured, and can get the job done right for you. From commercial to ag and residential, you can depend on Kutzer Excavating. They handle water, septic systems, site prep, driveways, Class 5, basements, dozer and backhoe, demolition, and so much more. They're available for you. Give Chris a call at 320-980-0015. Kutzer Excavating, serving the local area.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
One inning complete here in Greenwald. No score between Kimball and Spring Hill. The Chargers get ready for the second inning. It'll be pitcher Anthony Reverman, Regan Nelson, and Owen Meyer. We'll face right-hander Ben Johnson. And the pitch, a swing and a miss, strike one.
High fastball by Ben Johnson. Anthony couldn't quite hold off on that one.
Reverman, a right-handed hitter. And another swing and a miss by Reverman, and 0-2. The balls, two strikes, top of the second inning, no score. And Reverman, a line drive over our heads. Count stays 0-2.
It's pretty white baseball.
I counted all 86 stitches that I could see, yeah. The 0-2, and Johnson comes a little sidearm on Reverman and out on strikes. Is Anthony.
Is that what's on a baseball, 86 stitches?
No, there's more, I think. But
more?
Yeah, but I could only see 86.
Oh. Yeah. I guess I never knew how many are on a baseball.
That would be a good trivia question. Why don't you, yeah. Yeah, we're going to throw that out there to our listeners. Grab all your baseballs that you have and start counting. See if we're consistent. Yeah. 248-1602. I'll take that text message. Here's Regan Nelson, a chopper to third. Marquardt up with it over to first. 5-3 in the putout. Quickly, two outs.
Center fielder, number 9, Owen Meyer.
And Owen Meyer to the plate. Owen Meyer, right-handed hitter, plays center field. And a swing and a miss by Owen, strike one. Owen won the count to Owen Meyer. There's a strike called and 0-2. And Johnson likes to keep that ball down and low by the knees. We're seeing that right now in a swing and a miss. Owen Meyer out on strikes, and that ends the Chargers' second. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. 1.5. It's Kimball nothing and Spring Hill nothing. More baseball in a minute on KASM.
Day after day, month after month, El Rosa Grain and Feed continues to lead the area as your Hubbard feed dealer. Find the perfect blend of Hubbard feeds for your dairy operations, hog feeds, and chicken feeds, too. El Rosa Grain and Feed can customize your feed order and offers delivery right to your farm. If you are looking to buy or sell your grains, talk with Tim for pricing. El Rosa Grain and Feed, your Hubbard feed dealer, wishes good luck to the El Rosa Saints and all area teams competing in the 2020 Region 15C tournament.
Pep's Pork, where homegrown is the only way to do it.
The tastiest pork products, sausage, bacon, brats, barbecue ribs, patties, and more. If you're looking for old-fashioned sausage and other delicious pork products, then Pep's Pork near Spring Hill is where you have to start. For more than 35 years, Pep's Pork has been producing some of the area's most recognizable and sought-after meat products. It's all about the quality and how they raise their hogs, grow their crops, and process their meat products before it hits your plate. We encourage you to try Pep's Pork products and become one of our satisfied customers.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Bottom of the second inning, Cade Marquardt will lead it off for the Kimball Express. Cade Marquardt, Brian Marquardt, and Max Tibbett. Cade, son of Scott. Caught over at Litchfield High School. And the first pitch to Cade Marquardt is a strike and 0-1. Anthony Riverman delivers, and Marquardt behind on that swing and 0-2. Don, for those just joining us, the dimensions here at Greenwald Baseball Park.
332 down the left field line. 337 left center, 371 center field, 317 right center field. I cannot see the right blue line.
311.
311.
Cade Marquardt out on strikes. He gets rung up, called out on strikes by the home plate umpire. Going to bring Brian Marquardt to the plate. We have one out, nobody on in the second for Kimball. And Brian Marquardt takes a strike called and 0-1.
Looks like he's got himself a pretty new piece of lumber there in the batter's box. Pretty nice and white, a little red on it. Like the way they color these bats now, don't you?
Exactly, exactly. It's a little bit low in the count 1-1. Our ball game following this one today, El Rosa and Lake Henry at about 4 o'clock. Here's a shot by Marquardt into left field, a base hit. Third hit off of Anthony Riverman this afternoon, and it'll bring Max Tibbett to the plate.
Number 15, Max Tibbett.
Max Tibbett, one of the young ball players on this roster. Riverman out of the stretch. Marquardt takes his lead at first, and the pitch to Tibbetts is outside of ball, 1-0. The count. Riverman kicks and delivers, and Tibbetts takes a strike on the outside corner, and 1-1.
Pretty impressed with Riverman right now. He's keeping the ball low. Throwing some good stuff. A pretty good lineup here to face. And
oh, football. You bet. Can't say enough about the folks here in Greenwald treating us well, keeping us hydrated in the press box here. Thank you to Keegan Stevie for setting that up and Brandon Worms for helping us out. And so many others that are really coming to step it up here this afternoon. One ball, two strikes to count to Max Tibbetts. Ready on the mound. And the pitch outside. A ball and 2-2. Two the count. Brian Marquardt leads from first. The 2-2 pitch to Tibbetts, low, and the count full at 3-2. The count. Ready on the mound again, and the pitch outside, ball four. So, runners at first and second.
getting in some dangerous territory here where you get 9-1-2 come up here. You walk a guy before that.
Yep, that's Brooks Marquardt. He's the number 9 hitter. Veteran leadership at the bottom of that order. And the pitch to Brooks is inside a ball. 1-0. I can't forget to thank Nick Rademacher, too. Nick, when we came up here, he said, do you need anything? We'll go get you. So thanks to Nick.
That Nick's a very personable person up here and helping us out a lot.
Marquardt followed it to the backstop and the count at 1-1.
Shout out to his dad, Jack Rademacher, who's recovering from a little bit of health issues here, and wish him a speedy recovery. Jack, take care of yourself.
And also to Herman Lensing, who's covered amateur baseball for so many years that there was always a given. You'd see Herman at every one of these baseball games. Herman dealing with a few health issues. So, Herman, we wish you good health and get back to the diamond ASAP. Pitch inside to Brooks Marquardt, and the count now 2-1. Brian Marquardt leads from second, Max Tibbetts from first, and here's a pop-up to right field. Eric Terrace back on the grass. Austin Shadeberg coming in. He'll make the catch for out number 2. So the Express had a couple base runners in the first. They've got 2 here in the second, and Austin Rooley, the leadoff man, steps to the plate.
I tell it. Everyone's throwing these guys, but they're not really getting the fat part of the bat on it.
Anthony Reberman kicks and delivers to Rooley. Pitches inside a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Reberman's pitch, and Rooley will foul it at the plate. And the count, 1-1. Marquardt takes a pretty nice lead at second. Tibbetts over at first. And Rooley will take a strike. And the count, 1-2 now. The winner of this ball game plays tonight against St. Martin.
It does, at 8 o'clock, over in El Rosa.
So they'll get probably a 4-hour break or so. And Rooley just sees the pitch missing outside. That was very close, and the count now 2-2. Yeah, Anthony Reberman and Nathan Terrace thought they had strike 3.
Close pitch. Be taking with 2 strikes.
The 2-2, and now Rooley chases the high fastball, and he pulls it back and out of play. The count at 2-2 yet. Two balls, 2 strikes. Austin Shadeberg kicks and delivers. Pitches low for a ball, and now the count full. 3-2, and now the runners will get a little advantage. They'll be able to take off. Running start here. 3-2, Anthony Reberman. Ready in the mound. His pitch, breaking ball, called. Strike 3, and Rooley gets caught looking, and that'll end the second for the Express. No runs, a hit, no errors, and 2 left on. We have played 2 innings, Kimball. And Spring Hill are scoreless. We're back in a minute.
In farming, you can't always count on the weather, but you can count on a bank that specializes in agricultural lending, like Freeport State Bank. They know it and live it. Call or swing by to ask about competitive farm loans for prosperity and peace of mind. Freeport State Bank has helped farmers weather the storm since 1908, and they're here for you today. Freeport State Bank, Freeport, New Munich, Melrose, and Greenwald, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
It's a Minnesota tradition. We are AM 1150 KASM Albany, KDDG Albany 105.5 HD2, and KASM Albany 107.7 FM, all day and night.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Randy Rothstein down 9 and back at Greenwald Baseball Park. Top of the third inning, and the Spring Hill Chargers, Brent Terrace, Eric Terrace, and Austin Schoenberg will be trying to figure out Ben Johnson here. Ben's been pretty tough through the first couple innings. He has four strikeouts. Chargers were able to get a hit off of him, and Brent Terrace takes a strike from Johnson and 0-1.
Pretty aggressive hitter here, this Brent Terrace, I should say. Or was that Eric Terrace? Takes that first pitch pretty much at a time. I don't know how Brent, I just see him take two here now. I had him mixed up with Eric.
Well, two strikes to count. And fouled at the plate by Terrace. And the count stays 0-2. Oh, to the count. Ben Johnson rocks and fires, and the pitch is high for a ball in 1-2. Was it 10 years ago Greenwald hosted the regions back in 2010, I believe?
I believe it was.
And a swing and a miss. Terrace is out on strike.
Second baseman, number 10, Eric Terrace.
Yep. Greenwald did host it in 2010. Fallinger Spicer had it. You remember that?
I do remember that. You bet. So with one out, Eric Terrace up to the plate. And the pitch a ball, 1-0 to Eric. Johnson delivers. That is called a strike, and now 1-1. One ball, one strike. Terrace drags a bunt down the third base line, and Marquardt fields it in foul territory. And the count 1-2. Eric Terrace, he will do that on you, won't he?
Good leadoff hitter. On base any way you can.
One ball, two strikes. Terrace calls for time. Now he's back into the box. Johnson already on the mound. In the 1-2, here's a ground ball to third. Marquardt has it across the diamond. And a one, or make it a 5-3 put out. 5-3 put out of Eric Terrace.
Yeah, you don't want to make any mistakes. Eric goes down that line pretty quick. You know, no room for bobbling there. He did a close play yet.
And Austin Schoenberg struck out in his burst at bat against Ben Johnson. Ben Johnson's pitch high for a ball, 1-0. Two outs, no one on, and Schoenberg drives this down the left field line. Probably got the distance, but that rolls up onto the road, and kids chasing it down the road. Schoenberg takes low and outside, and the count 2-1. Two balls and a strike. Johnson comes back, and there's a strike called, and 2-2. Gets to Schoenberg, high and tight, and now a full count at 3-2.
Pretty good pace for Ben Johnson out here. He doesn't waste any time on the mound.
And Sheenberg swings and misses. He's out on strikes, and that'll end the third for Spring Hill. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We played 2.5. It's Kimball nothing and Spring Hill nothing. More baseball in a minute on KASN.
Shopping local means that your money stays and supports our small-town communities. But have you ever thought of buying insurance locally? Grove Mutual Insurance Company in Meyer Grove is your local company for farm and home insurance. They are here to serve their customers in their time of need, as well as supporting our local communities. Grove Mutual partners with Grinnell Mutual to offer highly competitive rates along with amazing insurance coverage. With Grinnell Mutual, you can trust in tomorrow. Visit GroveMutual.com for a list of agents or stop by their office in Meyer Grove for a quote. Mention this ad and receive a free deck of cards. Grove Mutual Insurance Company, your local company for home and farm insurance. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reassurance Company.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen back with you at Greenwald Baseball Park. I know Brad Mergen is listening out there this afternoon, and Brad says 108 double stitches or 216 individual stitches on a baseball.
I just started to count them, Brad.
Leading off the third inning for the Express, Scott Marquardt. Scott Marquardt, Adam Beyer, and Ben Johnson facing Anthony Riverman. No score if you're just joining us. Earlier today, it was St. Martin beating Richmond 2-1. As Marquardt drives this down the left field line, that's a foul and out of play. That'll roll across the road, too. And into that Holmes yard. And last night, it was Watkins over Farming 2-0. Marquardt takes low for a ball and 1-1. Can't complain about the quality of baseball.
Oh, we cannot. Good game so far. Good pitching.
Pitches low to Scott Marquardt, and the count at 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Low again, and 3-1. The count. And Marquardt drills this foul. Boy, that got close to going over that fence, that sideline fence. It went off the fence. Count full at 3-2.
Actually, that's one of the higher side fences down there, that secondary fence.
Yeah.
We were sitting there last week. There's a couple of them down there.
Anthony Riverman delivers, and Marquardt swings over the top of, I don't know what that pitch was. It was a little bit of off speed there, Don.
Looked like he took a little bit off of that one. Marquardt was a little bit ahead of it, Scott. He was in time with a couple of them fastballs. Just a little ahead of him. That one, he was a little behind.
Good call there by Nathan Terrace behind the plate. It's got to be fun as a young pitcher to work with a veteran catcher, huh?
Absolutely. Makes that pitcher better, doesn't it?
It does. Here's Adam Beyer, and Beyer takes the first pitch in the dirt for a ball, 1-0. 1-0 the count.
Parker, I think, got rid of some baseballs here. We're just coming back in now.
The pitch, Beyer, ground ball to deep short. Jamie Terrace to the backhand. His throw across the diamond in time to Jordan Welly. 6-3 in the putout of Adam Beyer. Now, nothing against Adam Beyer, but, I mean, his speed to first is probably not what you would see in a younger guy anymore, right?
Probably not. No, he's a ground ball deep in the hole at short.
Well, when you're like a shortstop like Jamie Terrace and you go to the backhand, you got to have that strong arm.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. And he took his time because he thinking of who was running, so it makes a difference.
At the plate, it's Ben Johnson. And a couple pitches in the dirt from Anthony Riverman. The count 2-0. The pitch again in the dirt, and 3-0 to Ben Johnson.
always liked that play when I played shortstop, that backhand play back in the hole. And you always had a chance once you get that ball, you got a chance to plant that right foot right away. You can get a good strong throw off.
3 balls, no strikes. Ben Johnson had the green light on 3-0 and swings over the top of Riverman's pitch in 3-1. The 3-1. Johnson, a ground ball again to that deep short. Jamie tears up with it. Strong throw. And in time, they get Ben Johnson at first base as the umpire and 6-3 of the putout. Nice play by Terrace. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We have play 3. Kimball and Spring Hill scoreless. We're back in a minute.
Serving Central Minnesota customers for years, Gilt Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, LLC is ready to go to work on your new and remodeling projects. As an authorized pro partner Rheem dealer, Gilt Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning is confident with what Rheem delivers in the form of heat pumps, air conditioners, and furnaces. Visit Gilt Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning at www.giltplumbing.com and learn more about Rheem products. For all your comfort needs, better get Gilt.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
The average person sees more than 5,000 ads a day. Promotional Resources will help you stand out from the clutter. If you've been thinking about new pens or mugs or shirts or caps, go to PromotionalResourcesInc.net now and stand out from the crowd. For a limited time, get 25% off your first order by mentioning this ad.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Top of the fourth inning. Ben Johnson has the ball yet for the Kimball Express. Now, as in the last game, Don, with Richmond and St. Martin, they went with their pitcher, St. Martin, did Scott Leisure the whole game. I think if you're Kimball, you would like, if you're playing, or if you're Spring Hill, you would like to get a complete game out of your pitcher, save your pitching, because you got another game tonight, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's big. Yeah, you want to save as much as you can here for this first weekend and try to get through this first game, like you said, Randy.
At the plate, Jamie Terrace. Jamie is 1-for-1 today. He ended up being stranded at third base in the first inning. After two were out, Jamie got a single and then an error allowed Jamie to go to third base. So the count at 2-0. Terrace swings over the top of that pitch and 2-1.
Change up. Good pitch by Ben Johnson.
2 balls, 1 strike. Just a little bit high, and the count 3-1. 3-1 the count. Johnson kicks and delivers. There's ball 4. That misses outside. Well, lead-off walk in the fourth.
Had the right height. A little outside.
Third baseman, number 20, Eric Schoenberg.
And Eric Schoenberg to the plate. Eric reached on an error back in the first inning. Left-handed hitter. Jamie Terrace takes a small lead at first, and Eric Schoenberg puts down a great bunt. They're going to have trouble getting him as Scott Marquardt picks it up at third, and that was an absolutely beautiful bunt single by Eric Schoenberg.
That just hugged that third base line, and I thought there was a possibility if he'd left to go, it might have rolled out, but then it hit a little divot, didn't it, and stayed put.
So Brian Marquardt over at short talking to the infield a little bit about what they want to do here. Scott Marquardt in on the grass. They're expecting probably a bunt from Nathan Terrace. The Chargers threatening here in the fourth. Two on, nobody out. Adam Beyer also charging from first. And Nathan Terrace bunts at it. Powell tips it. And that's almost like a
drag bunting,
there instead of a sacrifice. Cordy Barton going over some signs over at third. Terrace back in the box. Jamie Terrace leads from second. Eric Schoenberg gets a big lead, and Nathan Terrace puts a beauty of a bunt down the first baseline. Ben Johnson trying to field it, and he throws it away. One run's going to score. Johnson slid at that baseball, and the ball bounced off his body and squirted away from him. He picked it up, and he threw past the second baseman, Tibbetts, covering. And then Jamie Terrace came around to score.
Absolutely. I think right there, I think Ben Johnson, once he slipped it behind him like that, he should have probably saved it. He threw it wild at first base and allowed a run to score.
That'll be an error on the pitcher. And now, Tom Marquardt out to have a discussion with his pitcher on the mound. I'm looking at, I think they gave him a hit and then an error that allowed the run to score. No, I take it back. Well, there was a hit this inning already, so it's just an error, straight out error. Tom Marquardt has talked to his infielders. Still nobody out for the Chargers in the fourth. Eric Schoenberg, he scooted all the way over to third base after that ball was thrown past Tibbetts at first. Jamie Terrace has scored. It's 1-0, and to the plate pitcher Anthony Reberman. Bunt again. Reberman, that hits him in the box. It hit him in the box. He tried bunting it. That came up, and it hit him right in the batter's box. And just a foul ball to Anthony Reberman. So almost like a safety squeeze, Don, where you're going to see how they're going to field it. You're going to get Nathan Terrace probably to second.
I think you're right. I think that's what they're trying to do here. But, maybe that's not a bad idea to play some small ball here. Move these guys around. It's nobody out.
Nobody out yet. First and third for the Chargers.
Bunts on again.
Reverman showing bunt, and he went back. They're going to say, yes, he did go, and I believe he did offer.
I think so, too. He really took a good poke at it, didn't he?
That pitch, Ben Johnson, after Reverman showed that he was going to bunt, Ben Johnson wasn't going to throw that close to the strike zone at all.
Like a breaking ball that stayed away, down away.
1-0 Spring Hill, 0-2 the count to Reverman. And a swing and a miss. He's out on strike. Big strikeout for Ben Johnson. And Regan Nelson up to the plate.
That's one as a hitter you really try after a couple of failed bunts to try to put it in play. Sac fly, anything would be the norm right here.
Schoenberg at third. Terrace at first. Nathan Terrace goes. Here's a bunt attempt by Nelson, and now they got Eric Schoenberg in the hot box over at third. Scott Marquardt's going to tag him out. The throw to third, Nathan Terrace never stopped. Nathan ends up there. So, like, the squeeze was on, and the pitch from Ben Johnson low and in the dirt.
Did he offer it?
I think he did offer it. I believe that was a strike.
Yeah, you have to go after it. It doesn't make any difference where it is, if it's in the dirt or over your head or behind you.
That's almost got to be launched at it.
Yeah, it does.
So two outs and one on, and Regan Nelson will follow this to the backstop in the count 0-2. Regan Nelson, the DH at the plate. Nathan Terrace at third, and just outside that pitch, and one ball, two strikes. 1-2 the count. Johnson's pitch, and Nelson will foul this one over our heads. The count stays 1-2.
Not a big fan of them right-handed hitters jumping at them outside pitches, are you?
Not right now yet. No. Nelson, another foul back and out of play. And 1-2 yet. 1-0 Spring Hill here in the fourth inning. Ben Johnson huffing and puffing on the mound. Here's Nelson, a ground ball to second. Tibbetts will field, and he'll throw to first. 4-3 on the putout. That'll do it for the Chargers in the fourth. They come up with a run on one hit, one error, and one man left on base. 3.5 innings. Spring Hill 1 and Kimball nothing. More baseball in a minute on KASM.
Kuhn is offering a new generation of round balers, enabling you to meet the challenges of tomorrow with simple yet reliable designs. The VB3100 series offers a wide range of variable chamber round balers to match your individual needs and are available now at Lake Henry Implement, your Kuhn dealer in Lake Henry. Kuhn VB3100 series round balers feature OptiFlow or integral rotor technology to provide high performance bale throughput in diverse crop conditions. They're designed for fast, consistent bale starting and produce very firm bales with moderate bores. Kuhn round balers not only produce top quality bales, but are built for unmatched reliability with fewer moving parts. For outstanding performance from start to finish and consistent quality bales, stop in or call Lake Henry Implement to find out more today.